From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The resignation of the U.S. National Security Advisor brings about wider questions. U.S. President Donald Trump asked for and got the resignation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn because of an eroding level of trust in him and his explanations about his contacts with Russia. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the president concluded he no longer had trust in his National Security Advisor.
The evolving and eroding level of trust as a result of this situation and a series of other questionable instances is what led the president to ask for General Flynn's resignation.
Flynn resigned Monday after information became public about contacts he had with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak ahead of Trump's inauguration last month. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon says the Flynn resignation brings about some wider questions.
This also follows on ongoing concerns about the Trump administration's relationship and attitude towards Russia. Where Trump, critics keep pointing out, Trump is loath to criticize Russia, bashed the intelligence community for their assessment that Russia interfered in the election, not by hacking actual voting machines, but by putting out false information and disinformation and hacking and releasing things that they hacked from the Democratic National Committee. The administration was aghast at that and strongly criticized the intelligence community for that. So there are lots of questions about what exactly is going on.
Russia, meanwhile, is dismissing a New York Times report that members of President Trump's campaign and other associates were in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials ahead of the November U.S. election. This is VOA News. A White House official says Russia has violated a 30-year-old treaty by deploying a cruise missile. The two countries agreed in 1987 under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to not possess, produce, or flight test any ground-launched missiles that could fly between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. In 2014, the U.S. State Department complained that Russia was in violation because it was developing and testing such a missile. Russia denied the allegation. A White House official on Tuesday confirmed that Russia had progressed to deploying the missile. The New York Times, which first reported the deployment, said that Russia has one battalion of the banned cruise missiles at a test site at Kapustin Yar and that another was moved in December to an operational site in another part of the country. In Moscow, presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia remains committed to its international commitments, including to the treaty in question. A senior White House official said Tuesday that peace between Israel and the Palestinians does not necessarily have to be through a two-state solution. In a briefing with reporters ahead of Wednesday's visit to Washington by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the official said the U.S. will not dictate what the terms of peace will be, but instead will support what the two parties ultimately decide. Netanyahu himself was noncommittal on the subject of a Palestinian state as he prepared to leave for the United States.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger. President Trump and I see eye to eye on the dangers emanating from the region, but also on the opportunities. And we'll talk about both, as well as upgrading the relations between Israel and the United States in many, many fields.
The official U.S. position has long been that Israel and the Palestinians should negotiate an agreement to divide into separate states, which would likely leave the Palestinians in control of Gaza, all or part of the West Bank, and their envisioned capital in East Jerusalem. The United Nations also backs the two-state path. The half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, died in Malaysia in what South Korea is calling an assassination orchestrated by the regime in Pyongyang. Malaysian authorities have detained a woman for questioning and are investigating the death of Kim Jong-nam, at one time considered an heir to the late North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, the father of both Kims, whose birthday will be celebrated in North Korea on Thursday. An Indian rocket blasted off Wednesday morning in eastern India, putting a record 104 satellites into space in a single launch. This launch surpassed Russia's previous feat of launching 37 satellites a year ago, according to the state-run Indian Space Research Organization.
That's the latest world news from VOA.